Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This portion of this program on this hump day is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Listen, we don't do as much about the president as we might spend time thinking about him. But this is outrageous, and here's what he just tweeted. And so, you know, this is the guy who was yelling about how he was going to be a hero to the LGBT community, saying he would fight for them while he was campaigning, while saying, quote, Hillary brings in more people that will threaten your freedoms and beliefs. And here's what he just tweeted just a couple minutes ago. After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Thank you. So now you know. That'll be getting talked about and broken down left and right all of the live long day. I wanted to talk about this Venus Williams car crash that happened.
All right.
I guess this happened last month. I did not hear a whole lot about this until just recently. It was a fatal crash. And what it sounds like is...
She killed someone.
She killed someone.
Right.
It sounds like she sped up to make a red light, which she didn't make. She ran a red light, and she got T-boned by an older elderly couple.
Mm-hmm.
In another car. It's not even a super high-speed crash. I think both of them were doing... I think he was doing about 25 miles an hour, and she was going like 20 miles an hour or something. Or maybe she had just accelerated 20 miles because they managed to get a hold of her car's GPS.
Because
I guess in a fatal crash, they've got access to all this stuff as they do their investigation. And they were able to see that she'd accelerated. And the one thing I saw was that she'd gone from zero to 20 in about 4 seconds as she went through the intersection. But it kind of makes more sense that maybe she had accepted that. This is out of TMZ. She accelerated zero to almost 20 miles per hour in 4 seconds as she pulled through the intersection where she had the fatal accident. Maybe she actually just accelerated that. But they're saying, no, she was going a hair under 20, 19.9 miles per hour, when Jerome Barson, the man who died...
The wife was actually driving.
Oh, the wife was driving?
The wife was driving.
And he's the one who...
He's the passenger.
Passed away.
Both not wearing seatbelts, though.
Well, they're saying that that's what she alleges. Mm-hmm. And she also was saying stuff like that wasn't even a well-maintained car, blah, blah, blah. Turns out it was like a brand new-ish, like a 2016
Hyundai accent.
And that there is some kind of black box in that car, too, that shows they were both wearing seatbelts.
Oh.
So... And I guess an autopsy would reveal that anyway. If you get stopped short, don't you get significant bruising from the...
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea if maybe their airbags didn't go off or, you know, why they had to die in this not super high-speed crash.
Right.
But they are...
Well, he died, like, what, a week or two later from injuries?
So she is saying... They're suing her. A wrongful death lawsuit is happening, which I think is why we're getting all these details now. She's fighting back against the wrongful death lawsuit filed against her. She filed a response saying that he was not wearing a seatbelt. Her court papers say injuries and or damages to the plaintiff were solely and or proximately caused by the unreasonable failure of the plaintiff to use an available and operational seatbelt at the time of the accident. An attorney for the Barsons, that's the older couple, says the data retrieved from that car proves he was wearing his seatbelt and it was... and you're right. And Linda, who was driving, his wife, was also wearing hers. Venus also claimed the car wasn't adequately maintained and repaired, but their attorney said, our client's vehicle is actually a brand new 2016 Hyundai, which the inspection papers can prove was in perfect working order. So it sounds like she's fighting, but she's going to wind up paying.
I saw this in the news a couple times because now that Serena, Venus's sister, is pregnant, mm-hmm. Serena is not playing, which she is by far the best female tennis player by far.
Right.
And so Venus suddenly is about to win Wimbledon. And I kept seeing that she was moving her way through the ranks and moving up towards the final. And then I stopped hearing about it. She lost to someone I'd never even heard
of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say it was that. Didn't she get crushed too?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some
like, I don't think she won.
Muguruza. I never even heard the name.
Muguruza.
Oh, Garbina Muguruza of, it looks like, is that Spain?
Okay.
But anyway, that's the last time when they were talking about her, you know, look, now that Serena's gone, a bunch of other tennis players have a chance. And her sister is one of them. And then she lost
decisively.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was
Jarina Muguruza.
Her in a press conference, and someone had asked her about the accident. She just broke down and left the press conference.
Oh.
So from there on in, the press person said no one can ask her any questions about the accident.
I'm sure she's bummed.
I have to believe.
She wasn't wasted, right?
No.
They're saying possibly she was texting. There was some hand movement by her face. Oh. Maybe she was on the phone.
Oh, did they? So they've gotten all kinds of surveillance video and everything else to, well, listen, you know, they're going to need it when you are going to sue someone for wrongful death.
Her attorneys want the estate, the person killed estate, to produce copies of marriage certificates, tax returns, life and health insurance policies, as well as medical records, a list of all doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists that the victim has seen or been to in the past 10 years.
How awful. You know what, Serena? I mean, Venus, just pay this family. I mean, it sounds like it was your fault. They should, you know, that, but whatever.
She's paying lawyers. I'm sure the lawyers are like, just let me do my job. Back off.
Right.
And however bad it looks, you know, Serena's probably not. She's just hired someone to handle it.
They're getting paid.
Her mom was on TMZ the other day saying she's going to have to live with it. It happened. She's going to have to live with it.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I wouldn't want to have to live with that.
Nobody wants to, you know, no one wants to kill anybody else. It's a tragic accident. But if she was at fault, then they've got a case.
I can't stop reading about the sister that killed the sister. I can't stop reading about it. Yeah. And as much as she's responsible for that, I still feel bad. Like, mm-hmm. she's sitting in a jail right now and she can't even, I don't know if drink is her thing. Is it today?
Today, this morning in court, and the dad's now on TV.
That was what I was reading, is the dad commenting.
What's the dad saying?
He's just saying that, you know what? She killed her sister. And actually, one of the other victims was saying, don't blame her, blame social media. And I was thinking, no.
No, I'm going to go ahead and blame her.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Yeah. Nice that you got your friends back, but you know what? You don't need to be on Instagram Live while you're driving, and you certainly, in the aftermath of a crash, don't need to Instagram Live that. And yet I still feel bad for her.
I know.
Because you don't want to kill anyone. I don't even want to hit a squirrel.
She's just a kid, for God's
deer.
Sake. You know, the whole thing sucks. I just thought this was pretty funny. Usher, who's been in the news lately for the sores on his junk.
He has herpes.
Yeah.
If you didn't know the story.
He is the latest on Carpool Karaoke. And one of the songs that he does is Burn.
Oh, boy.
And another one is, Oh, My God, OMG. Anyway, so it looks like they have fun on this. This aired, I believe, last night on an episode of The Late Show. James Corden pulled the car into a parking lot so Usher could give him lessons on how to walk into a club with swag. And they also, I guess they dropped by his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, stopped to help out a group of guys with some car trouble. So they have a great time on Carpool Karaoke. And my guess is herpes didn't come up.
Probably
That's just
not.
A guess. Just a guess. Maybe it's on the extended cut. I don't know.
Lessons on how to walk into a club with swag.
Apparently so.
All right.
Yeah. All right, what's coming up in the news then?
Well, we'll talk about sperm. I've got the countdown till the kids go back to school.
All right.
Cleavage in the workplace and more after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Here's what's happening. What now?
Dublin.
Okay. Here's what's happening.
All right.
Oh, by the way, it's going to get, even though the weather was perfect yesterday, I guess it's going to get hot again. Really hot.
Hooray.
Humans could become extinct if sperm counts in men continue to fall at current rates.
Really?
So here we are worried about the environment, and it's our bowls.
It's the bowls. What in the environment is causing us to...
They're not saying specifically, but they do say that researchers assessing the results of nearly 200 studies say sperm counts among men from North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand seems to have halved. In less than 40 years.
That's astounding.
They tell you not to put on, put your laptop on your, that could be an issue, not to put yourself, like if you're trying to get pregnant, there's things that they would tell you.
Right.
Take your tight underwear off if you're into that stuff.
Yeah.
But your phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Boy, we sure are all doing that.
There's a bunch of stuff that could be. At least partly to blame. They brought together 185 studies between 73 and 2011, and they're saying if we will not change the ways we are living and the environment and the chemicals that we are exposed to, they are worried that about what will happen in the future. Scary.
It is scary.
I mean, I know they'll figure it out, right?
I hope so. I mean, there are smart people out there. I always, you know, feel a little safer because there's smarty pants out there even just doing these studies. They figure it out. They'll figure it out. I just, you know.
But the difficulty that you see some couples having getting pregnant, that speaks to this for sure.
Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with a couple the other day who it took them 2 years to, and I said to the woman, I go, listen, I don't mean to ask an inappropriate question, but was sex enjoyable during this time? And she said, absolutely not. She said it was a chore. It was laborious every time. She said neither one of us was enjoying it. I'm sure the dude was enjoying it, but
no, I'll tell you something. There is a point if so you've got a window you're working within, and there's no question that it doesn't, by the third straight day, you're like, okay, yeah, let's get that. By the fifth straight day, You're just hoping that you can produce a good, solid
batch.
By the 10th straight day,
what happened?
You're like, I think I'm 44 and maybe too old for 10 straight days or whatever age I was. I mean, that's all. And I usually...
ready.
For the most part, daily, I get myself. But maybe being with a partner is too much for me or something. But by the 10th day, I was like...
Well, it's a lot more work involved with a partner than just sitting there.
Right.
Looking at, you know, like all the energy is coming from your eyeballs.
Right.
Boy, look at that.
Well, I'm just saying. So I can see after if we got it.
Sure
we scored
did.
A basket fairly quickly.
Right. But you did it the 10 first days time. In a row, huh?
You got it the first time, everyone. The first.
Man, we did it. We did it 3 days in a row, the 11th, 12th, and 13th days after the start of your monthly cycle.
And then what happened?
And then we got pregnant.
I just want to say this. I'm going to speak for everyone and say, only children are the greatest. And if you have one, be happy.
Stop there.
All my friends, a lot of my friends, are like, oh, no, we got to get that. I'm like, no, you don't. Be happy with the one amazing child that
you have. Listen, if you want more kids, absolutely have them. Don't listen to him.
What if you can't? And what if it's like ruining your life that one isn't enough?
Well, then maybe that at that point, if you've got one, maybe you, you know, just try to relax.
Well, I have to imagine that you start, I've heard this too. I've heard people who are like, I will not, my body's going to do this.
Right. I know.
How dare you betray me in
I
this
will
way.
Not let you fail.
Calm down.
I think it becomes a thing. I don't know if it's competitive or just a goal-oriented thing, but
we're doing this.
I definitely love to do it. But by that 10th day, I was starting to think,
10 days in a row sounds like a UTI waiting to happen.
Someone says, who is this? 415, been trying to have a baby for 6 years. Just did my second round of IVF and find out Friday if I'm pregnant.
Oh, good luck.
See,
good luck.
6 years.
Well, and IVF is probably a relief for the guys. Like, please just put it in a dish and, you know, make
swirl
a batch
it
of
around.
That. Come on. Yeah. What a relief. I can go in with a magazine and give you the stuff you need and be done.
It's rough. We, you know, that's that. There it is, though. Our need
Six
to
years.
Procreate.
I just want to say this. One more for me.
Sure. Right.
Don't
ahead.
Don't take adoption off the table, people. I mean, come on. There's so many kids out there.
Agreed.
Yeah, that is so true.
I mean, my friend who has, you know, one kid, he's not listening. He lives down in L.A.
They can get us in L.A.
I know, right? He was like, him and his wife were trying for 4 years for that second kid. I'm like, bro, adopt. If you really want that second, well, you know, we gotta.
People want their biological children too. That's adoption's not for everybody. It's wonderful if it works for you, but
I understand that. But if you really want that second kid, there's a lot of second kids out there.
Hooman,
thank you so much.
Just let people do what they're gonna do.
No, I'm gonna preach.
Okay.
Well, just your like turn's you. Coming, buddy. I have a feeling love's going to walk in that door, take over your life, and then we'll talk.
No one write in and say I was wrong about this.
And then when we talk about the 10th day of having to deliver and whether or not.
I might have super sperm like you get her pregnant on the first time.
Well,
you won't know, though. You don't know.
Yeah,
so you
still
do
have
it 10
to keep
days.
Doing
Yeah.
Well,
I don't
knew.
Know about this 10 days in a row thing. That seems extreme, but
extreme.
It does.
Well, I didn't. I you know, I was just doing what I was told.
Right.
The best way.
And I like to get naked, sure. So I was sort of. But I did start to feel like, man, I don't know.
Boy, you are using me for my hip thrusting action.
That seems like a lot.
925 says the best way to get pregnant is to do it every other day. It gives everyone and the sperm
the time to. You know, I was thinking that too.
And Hooman, let's see.
Because I was actually...
Let's get to that next story. Let's get to that next story.
415, the one that says they've been trying for 6 years.
Yeah.
They wrote back to say that if this time doesn't work, they are going to adopt Hooey.
All Good. Right. Thank you for listening to me and us.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm not for adoption.
No, you're really
I am.
Disparaging
That's
as I was talking.
Absolutely not true. I'm just that. Saying, you know, let people do their own thing. Don't make
no,
people feel
thinking.
Guilty for the choices that they've made.
Well, I mean, come on.
Just let it go.
You'll
be happy in
kid.
Your life.
I
you don't
happy.
Have to.
You'll be happy in yours, too.
Well, when you're really happy in your life, you don't tell other people how to live their
oh
life.
Oh, my God. You tell people all the time.
What do I do? What do I say? You're the one who's telling everyone how to live.
I'm suggesting.
I say sit on the couch and be happy.
I'm reminding them. I don't feel like people have
to. Shut up and mind your own business. Not you. I mean, just in general. That's what I try to do.
Right,
you're right. I'm telling people to shut up and mind their own business. I'm preaching.
May I please?
You may.
All right. Speaking of kids,
yes,
we are just about through July, and parents are already counting down the days. What do you mean?
I hate when summer ends. I hate getting back to school.
You do?
You do? I just love. I don't know. Summer's great.
You love them being around.
I do.
They're all
not
day,
like in
every
my
day.
Hair, and if they're older now, I don't have to entertain them, and we just like it's just I don't know. There's no. Pressure of schoolwork, and my one kid is, you know, who's going off to college. He's just like, you know, oh, it comes up constantly. Like, oh God, I'm nervous. What's it going to be like? And
when are you guys like, going to start to buy stuff for his room?
We've got lists from them, and there's some stuff you can get at the campus store. And we, you know,
but he'll be in a dorm.
Yeah.
And you, so you don't even have to buy the bed, the little
no,
single.
No, the bed's there, but you have to buy them the sheets and obviously,
sure.
you know, pillows and so all the bedding. And then you've got to get them all kinds of stuff for the shower because they share, that's a communal
right.
thing.
He has
so
to
he's
got to
have a little
tray that he keeps everything
all
in.
All his shaving and his acne stuff. And right. And then he's got needs like stuff for his desk. desk lamp kind of crap.
Acne stuff.
Mom, what did you say that for?
Sorry, I'm just in my own head doing inventory. Everybody has to keep in there. Listen, kids
you
have acne.
You have to tell everybody.
You wouldn't know from looking at him because his medicine's working.
Right,
it looks great.
So zip it. Jesus.
Sorry, Riley. I mean, whichever one of you has acne. Oh, both of you, wait. shut up, I'm paying for everything.
God.
Anyway, we are getting ready. Yeah, they just listen, please.
Anyway, this story is really not a story. It's just that by the end of July, parents are counting the days. They are already most parents are counting the man. When is school?
Yeah, not I.
According to another study out of the University of Wisconsin, women who show some cleavage at work are viewed as being better bosses and more powerful.
Oh.
That effect
really?
Is especially strong with other women, who overwhelmingly said women showing cleavage seemed more powerful.
Huh. Maybe because they just seem a little more free with their, they don't seem buttoned up or uptight about stuff. I don't know. That's interesting. I would have thought it would be the opposite. I think Yuzette's pretty goddamn powerful. I'll tell you that right now.
And she's
a queen of cleavage.
Right. On display. Hard not to.
I don't always try. Exactly. I mean, I don't always try for the cleavage. It's just there.
It's a good look. Yeah. I like it.
It's powerful.
I wouldn't change
it's
anything
powerful
you're doing.
Looking.
Keep what you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Hear that? Talking to my boobs.
You just talked to him?
I don't think I've ever worn something that exposed cleavage.
I don't think you have either. Why is that?
I don't have any cleavage, I think. I'm just trying to think why I don't ever do that. Like, even V-neck shirts that I have, they don't really show any cleavage.
Yeah, you got another thing that happens, though, semi-regularly that's always nice.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Headlights?
Please. Yeah, headlights. Duh. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where I wear the jacket.
What?
You don't want to see that. No one wants that.
Everyone wants to see it. The camera's like, please, take the jacket off.
There was some picture Hooman put up on Instagram where I was popping.
In fact, it's 90 degrees in this room right now because we're hoping you'll take the park off.
Who's this we? You're the only other person in here.
All right. I meant the camera and all the, what do we call them? The lookers?
The lookers.
The lookers. Mm-hmm. Me and the lookers. I mean, the lookers. The researchers say they were surprised by the result, but like everything else, when it comes to women, sexuality, and work, it's a damn minefield to navigate.
Yeah, interesting, though.
Who knows? I just said something about, in fact, it's not time to go to
text,
but it was interesting as I was telling the story about the switching seats.
Yeah.
On the airline, I admitted that, yeah, if some dude walked up to me and was... I'm sitting in an aisle or a window, and this person has the middle seat, and they were to just ask me, hey, you mind if I take your seat and you take my middle? If it was a dude, I'd go, no. Unless you've got some medical reason you need that.
But a woman, you might.
But a woman, I might do it, right? And which seems sort of...
sexist or something?
707. Vinny, chivalry is just another name for sexism. That's from 707. So there it is. And I probably would do it.
Right.
If some lady walked up and politely said, I'd probably go, yeah, sure, okay.
Hold on. There's a lot of factors. The other one that you didn't mention is how long the flight is. If it's an 8-hour flight, you're not giving up. I don't care how hot the chick is.
I don't think it would be about her hotness. I do think that if it were a woman, I would be more likely to feel like I should do that for her. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a sexist dude. I don't think that.
It's interesting, though, because you'd have a different reaction to a man and a woman, but that's because we are different. And maybe, like, a man's reaction to another man is, like, immediate chest puff. Or not necessarily, but, like, almost like, no, I'm not doing that for you. And then for a woman, you're just a little softer or something. And that's just sort of gender norms, the way that we were raised. It's all kinds of... There's all kinds of factors that might go into your reaction.
I'm finding myself being almost hypersensitive to it now that I have a daughter. So I'm much more aware of things that like one time, I don't know how long ago, I was telling you, she always goes, I'm a girl and you're a boy. And she said something like, I'm just a girl. And I went, No. You're not just a girl. You're a girl.
Right.
And I was trying to sort of build that back up. But I don't even think she...
Right.
I don't even think she knew what she was saying. But to me, I was like, no, no, no.
There's
That's
no
not
just.
The way we're going to talk about ourselves. Right. Mm-hmm. But
girls
so,
are awesome and strong and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
And yeah, you can have my seat. Oh, now I can do tax.
Now that you've done tax, we can
right.
do it.
800-400-3697-469 says, I traded. It's a reflex and regretted it.
Yeah.
Talking about the seats on the airline.
So this is someone that's actually done it. Yeah, of course you regret it. And you're just like, why did I have to do that? But sometimes when someone asks you, your first instinct is to comply. Especially if they ask pleasantly.
Not mine. I just do think that I already told you what mm-hmm. I think. I'm claustrophobic. I keep the aisle seat. Yeah, me too. I'm not claustrophobic. I just want to be able to easily get in and out.
It doesn't really matter what you are. If you want to keep the seat, you should just keep the seat. We're just surprised when someone asks us out of the blue for something.
415 is back on Game of Thrones. They say, I thought Theon's sister was the one hanging from the boat.
No. The one hanging from the boat are the two
sands. Yeah, we also had that conversation. We stopped and looked at it, and we believe that the two sand sisters that were killed.
So, yeah, the dude captured the mom and one of the sisters.
The mom, one of the sisters, and Yora.
And Yora, yeah.
So, wait a minute. The two girls that were about to do it mm-hmm. were captured.
They were.
Yeah.
Oh.
They'll do it in jail.
You think
Let's
so?
Hope a little prison sex would be
that
nice.
Did
that
did look...
It's one thing that's missing from Game of Thrones.
Pretty exciting as it was.
I love
right
her look to Theon. She's all, off you go.
A lot of people, as we were talking about Game of Thrones, texted it. I'll do this later at the end of the show, but they were texting in about the status of the three men.
Yes.
And the curiosity about what is, in fact.
What is remaining.
Right. As we were doing the music, someone said, Jesus, please move on. These songs suck.
Yeah, they do all suck. Well, a couple of them are good.
There's a lot of repeats right now in the top 10. That's, I think, the biggest deal. Every time Vinny uses all the stuff in a non-sexual context, I still think he's talking about sex.
Mm. Do all the stuff.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I forget. Hold on. Look, there's Justin Bieber. Hooray. You know what, though? I may just quickly get past that, because I have actually a couple other things. Like, a very famous person has shaved their head, and I think you'll enjoy seeing that. Kelsey Grammer is opening a brewery that he's naming after his daughter, and the story behind it's actually pretty neat. And more after these.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.